Here again, the third verse of 1 Peter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The word is clear. St. Peter brings us to the peace of God, that the resurrection is the key to dealing with all of the trials and temptations of this life. Indeed, Lord, lead us with your peace. Soon many of you will be walking across this chancel to receive your vicarage or internship assignment or your first calls. You may have many doubts. You wonder, can I do it? Can I really fulfill all of the responsibilities of the office? Will I really be a good vicar, intern, deaconess, or pastor? Will I? Of course you won't. You can't. That's the whole purpose of these years of education, to prove to you that you are indeed unworthy, poor, miserable sinners, unqualified, with nothing to bring to him. But God, in his rich and great mercy, has made us his own, and he has given us his gifts and is making us worthy to serve. We recently celebrated the day of the resurrection of his son, that day that made all of the difference. Our Lord's victory over sin, death, and the grave broke Satan's hold. Satan has been bound. Satan can only defeat those who live worldly lives, who rely on earthly strength. Because of God's great mercy through Christ, by baptism we've been born into life, a living hope. And now Christ the mediator grants us access to the Father, as St. Paul tells us. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. By baptism, we've been buried with Christ into death, into his death, to been raised to new life. Miraculously, we've inherited new life. According to God's plan, the victory of Christ was for us. Now, by God's gracious gift, we are made his. And this is all by faith in the victory of the risen Christ. He is the one who has defeated our enemies, Satan, the world, and our own flesh. Because of that victory of Christ, we have faith and hope. As Luther writes, the greatest power of faith is bound up in this article of faith. For if there were no resurrection, we would have no consolation or hope, and everything else Christ did and suffered for would be futile. Indeed, we know from God's word that Christ did rise. Thus our faith, God's gift, is not in vain. He died, that we can do. He rose from the grave, that we could not do, but he did. Now, by God's grace in him, we have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Indeed, it does not age, it does not deteriorate, or it does not die. Our inheritance cannot be polluted, soiled, or infected. It will be without any flaw or defect, and our inheritance will not fade away. It will last eternally. The splendor, the beauty of it all, of life, and of all of the possessions which God shall give us, none of it can be taken from us. None of it shall wear out or waste away. For our inheritance is in heaven. It is kept there for us, ours forever. We need not worry about keeping this perfect inheritance, for it is protected for us. In the meantime, we are in God's power, guarded by God, by faith, God's gift. But faith is not just the gift of God, it is the power of God. The faith that works in us is God working. God enables us to know what is good and right. Therefore, we go on in God's power. We can work, we can serve, we can do His will. For in Him we overcome evil with good. In Him we can resist the evil one. We can and will overcome the world and our flesh. For living in faith in Christ is in the power of God, and we possess His victory. Indeed, we might suffer, we may be persecuted for the sake of Christ, but we don't have to invite that for ourselves. But persecution won't last. The victory of Christ will. We cling to the goal of our inheritance that awaits us in heaven. We rejoice rather than mourn that we have been found worthy to suffer for the sake of Christ, to take up our cross and follow. In trial and tribulation, we know that He has overcome. He has resisted, and so can we, when in God's power and not our own we rely. God's power will enable us to resist and face the inevitable tests and temptations. And though we may fail momentarily by relying upon ourselves, and we confess our sin and rely once again upon Christ and not our efforts, God's power will enable us to serve faithfully. God's power will enable us to proclaim His word. God's power will enable us to bring His sacraments to His people. We will be able to absolve the penitent, and we will rely upon the resurrected Christ. Rejoice, His victory is ours. He has been pleased to give us His kingdom, which has no end. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.